Hey everyone, this is Jordan from sleeklens.com and welcome to the podcast. And in this podcast, at pretty much like the end of every month and the beginning of the next month, we talk about the Raw Edit Contest winners. So if this is your first time hearing about the Raw Edit Contest, just real quick background. It's basically a monthly contest where we give you a raw file. It can vary depending on kind of the genre of photography, and you can basically do anything and everything to the raw file. And then we pick a winner at the end of the every month, and it's just kind of a really fun contest to have. So I know there's been a couple people that have dropped in and just had a couple questions about the contest. So that's kind of what I wanted to kind of give a little bit refresher here. If you want to enter the contest, make sure you are subscribed on Facebook to the Sleek Lens members Sleek Lens group. It's a Sleek Lens group members club page, where that's where we can, give you the link to download the new files for the month and also submit your entries to the contest. So all the links for everything that I talk about are in the description of the podcast show notes. So head on over to whatever podcast catcher you're using, and all that stuff should pop up. So for this month's contest, this was a real fun one because this was a drone image of a kind of a city. And I really like this one. I mean, you guys went crazy on this one as far as the edits go. There was a ton of edits. If there was maybe two or three less ones, I probably would have just done all of them and talked about every photo. But we have three honorable mentions and then three of the first, second, third place winners. So let's go ahead and talk about the honorable mentions here. So the first one is going to be from Bruce Russell, and he did a very, very fantastic job. I think when I saw this one come in, I was I saw it initially, much like I do all the images. I saw it initially as a small thumbnail, and what really got me was the cool colors of it, because it's got a real orange teal to it, and it's kind of desaturated a little bit, very gloomy. He did call it something. He said he gave it a name. I apologize, Bruce. I don't remember the exact name that you said. Something with light or something like that. But it was a really fantastic edit. I just really love the colors. And so it was a really good joy to see that. Honestly, the first time I saw that one, I was like, that's the winner. I knew that was going to be the winner. But we've had a lot of people enter, and it's just been crazy. So you did a very fantastic job, Bruce, and I appreciate you entering. If you're wanting to see these images, again, links in the show notes to this podcast page on sleeklens.com, and you'll be able to see all the images I'm talking about. So the next honorable mention is kind of another... I wouldn't call it a simple edit, but an edit where there wasn't a whole lot of manipulation done to it. And this one's from, I guess it's Cruiser Dunk. I don't know based off the name. But they did a very fantastic job of, I'm a big sucker for the cool images, the cool temperature images. So even though Bruce had like a more warm image, that was still great, but I really do love the cooler, bluer images. And this was one of those ones. I think he actually submitted a couple, but I really like this one. I just like the edit. It's just a really simple edit as far as manipulations go, but it was very, very well done. So I really enjoyed that one. Thank you for entering the contest. This next one is going to be from, and apologize, I'm not really good with names. I know you guys have heard me say that. But the next one is from Mark McClain. I don't remember, but it's Mark. initially, I was wondering if this was the image that that we supplied, because he cropped it. He kind of took the whole right side off of it to a point, but I couldn't get the perspective of the image. But he added the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man in the photo, and kind of, I guess, a tip of the hat to Ghostbusters. So very, very cool edit, very creative. He was actually placed in the image very, very nice. It looks, like he's coming down the street. appropriate parts are hidden behind the buildings where he's walking. Very, very cool. I did give a big LOL to that one when I first saw it. So really like that one. So that was a really fun one to see. Let's talk about the first, second, third place. Those were all the honorable mentions. So let's talk about the first, second, third place. Before I talk about those real briefly, I kind of gave a challenge, I guess. It's not really a challenge, but it's something that I think it'd be cool to see when I gave you guys this image. Was I really thought it'd be cool to see one of those like destructive photos, like Armageddon photos, world ending sort of thing, World War Z, something like that. And a couple of you people out there just really took it to a whole nother level. And one of those was Alvin Herron. He did one that was, I mean, I was looking at all the pieces in here and I'm still looking at pieces that I haven't, seen. I mean, he removed all the cars from the streets. One of the buildings is just about to topple over. It looks like it was blown up or something. A couple other buildings are kind of skewed and the floors are taken out and there's garbage everywhere. And then to just cherry on top, there was a big nuclear explosion in the background and just, I mean, that is definitely not a world that I would love to live in. So it was a really good to see that somebody took up the challenge. So that was really cool. And I just like seeing that kind of stuff. Cause, if I would have known I was going to talk about this, I would have brought up the YouTube channel, but there is a YouTube channel out there, that I'll try to link in the show notes if I remember. But it's very inspirational for those who want to do Photoshop manipulations. It's basically just like a time lapse. It's a bunch of people, a community submissions of people doing time lapses of Photoshop work. So it could be a bunch of different things. And one of the ones that I remember seeing was somebody taking a city scene such as this and really destroying everything. They not only destroyed stuff like crumpled buildings, but they also added in like greenery, like let's say it's been abandoned for years and there was, plant life starting to come back. So they did all that kind of fun stuff. And it's really cool to see the process. So that's kind of the reason I wanted to see something like that in the submission. So, let's see here. So that's a really cool one. And so thank you, Alvin. I appreciate you entering the contest as always. And then the next second place winner is from a Pat Cortez. And again, this wasn't one of the ones that needed a lot of heavy manipulation. This was just a really nice edit. And if I'm not mistaken, just cause I'm familiar with it, I think, Pat, please let me know if I'm wrong about this, but it looks like the sky swap that you did was actually from Luminar, with the AI sky replacement. So that's kind of cool to see. If it was from that, then I got it right. If it wasn't from that, then I'm just completely off and just disregard everything I said. But it was a really solid edit. It looks, it looks like it was like a, if I had to classify it as something, it looks like it maybe is going to rain or it just rained and it's kind of like a rainy sunset. I guess that's the best way that I can describe it. So I just really liked how solid this image was. And before I talk about the first place winner, I want to give you guys a little Easter egg in this image. So I actually took this image with my drone. And if you actually want to see where I took off from, you can actually look at the image. And there is, so the main street in the very beginning, or in the very middle kind of the photo, there's that main street there. And if you look to the left, there is a parking garage. There's a bluish type building. Bluish glass building, and then there's a parking garage below that, and then right next to that parking garage there's another parking garage more to the left, and it's kind of in front of a brown building. And so that brown building, if you were to zoom in, or it's not really on the brown building, it's actually from the parking garage, that brown building, if you were to look at that parking garage down below that and zoom in, you will actually see a white truck and that is where the photo was taken from. So I just now realized that. So just a little quick Easter egg. If you're actually looking, if you have a drone and you really want to get some cool shots of the cities, going to a parking garage like that, going to the top floor of a parking garage is a really good place to take off from. Because if you need to get to other locations around the city, that's a good way to building hop. So if you're going, obviously you can't fly over a populated street. So if you needed to building hop over to another place, that's a great way to do it. So that's a little Easter egg, like I said. So the first place winner is another one of those destruction photos, and that's from a Jared Jarvis. I really like this one. The only thing I wish I would have seen with this one is I wish it was just a little bit more higher resolution. Maybe I downloaded the wrong resolution of it, but it's a little blurry, a little pixelated maybe. But overall, the edit is great. I really loved it. Again, smoke everywhere. Just, you can tell buildings are blown up, cars. You know, Alvin removed all the cars, but Jared kind of kept some of the cars in there, and it looks like they're destructed as well, or they're ripped up and on fire as well. Helicopters in the background. It looks like the army is blowing stuff up. I don't know. It's a really cool edit. The heart of downtown is just completely gone. Even in the distance, there's a lot of fire and a lot of smoke going on. So it just sells it really good. And then there's a beautiful sunset. So it's really drastic, just crumbling down city, but then you have this beautiful sunset in the background. It's really kind of a cool contrast. So Jared, I appreciate you entering the contest, and you are the winner. So if you want to email me at jordan@sleeklens.com, we'll get you your $50 Sleek Lens gift card so you can go on the site and get anything that you like. So thank you all for who, not just the six that we talked about here, but thank you all who entered on the contest. I really love seeing these edits as always. So now we're going to talk about the next month's, the July contest. That is up on the sleeklens.com website. You can download the image there. This one's more of a traditional one. I wanted to go with more of a traditional edit. This one's more of a wedding scene. Been giving you kind of obscure stuff. Now I want to see kind of what your what a typical, I guess, photographer would do to some images. So you can feel free to download that over on sleeklens.com. Again, links in the show notes of this episode. But that's about it, guys. I appreciate you guys entering the contest, and feel free to spread the contest around your photography community, because we always like to see some of these cool edits. So thank you guys again for joining me in this podcast, and I appreciate it, and we'll see you next time.